House price predictions for 2024.
Whether you're at the beginning of your property journey, looking to enter the market, or a seasoned professional seeking new strategies and insights, this podcast is your one-stop resource for all things property investment. Welcome to the Property Investors Network podcast. Let's embark on this exciting journey together and make your property investment dreams a reality.
Hello, my name is Mark Fitzgerald. It's great to have you joining us here at the Property Investor Network podcast. So, the UK house price predictions for 2024, are they looking good? Or are they looking a bit bleak? Let's find out, shall we? So, UK house price predictions by top experts at the moment are showing that we have potential decline of 8% in residential mortgages, okay? Now, that's quite a surprise, actually, because right here, right now, particularly in my area, I am seeing that residential mortgages, that residential properties are on the market and are selling quite well. But of course, we can see the for sale boards going up, can't we? We can see the sold signs going up very, very quickly as well, but it's sold subject to contract, isn't it? And a lot of people now are feeling the pinch, particularly with interest rates the way they are, and of course, are struggling to get the mortgages that they need on their properties. So that's why I think that more and more property deals are going to fall through on residential properties. Why? Because people are struggling to get those mortgages. And 8% is a pretty, pretty steep climb. Now, the house prices itself, is it set to go up this year or is it set to drop? Well, initially, the forecast last year, a lot of people were saying they predicted a house market crash in 2024. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think we're going to get a massive crash. We're certainly, I don't think, and I've got no crystal ball here, going to get a crash like we had in 2007, 2008. But I do think that house market now is stagnant. Again, a lot of that is due to the interest rates being the way they are. And of course, whilst mortgage providers are lower with their interest rates than the base rates set by the Bank of England, they are still being very, very sneaky with us all and sticking high fees on the mortgages that, of course, people are going out there to try and get. Now, most people are predicting that there could be a decline in house values by about 1%, maybe 3% in certain areas, okay? Buyers at the moment, of course, are being very, very cautious with how the market conditions are going and what is happening. So, of course, that's just slowed everything down. The banks and the mortgage providers are trying to get people excited again, trying to get people out there. So they're putting out a lot of different mortgage types that you can use. You know, 100% mortgages are coming back as well for residential properties and things. But of course, with tightened lending and restrictions on that, it is going to make it very, very difficult for house prices to go up. So what does that mean for us as property investors? As an investor, you've got to understand the market dynamics that influence the average property prices, because this will help inform your buying decisions or selling if you decide to offload a few of your properties. We are always, as property investors, trying to maximize the returns that we have. So we need to be looking at factors such as interest rates, mortgage lending, and of course, economic conditions to determine whether or not we are doing good deals and now is the right time to buy. But of course, if you've followed any of our other videos and you've been investing yourself, you know that it's not just as simple as you have to buy every single property the conventional way. You can, of course, at these times, start getting a bit more creative in what you're doing and how you're getting your property deals over the line. You know, things like purchase lease options, title splitting, obviously there's always adding value, vendor finance are great strategies to be looking at, or great tools, should I say, to be looking at and using in the current climate. By having all the property knowledge and all the property skills to be able to go out there and do these creative deals, you will be finding that there's a lot of investors out there now that are making sure they're doing a win-win between themselves and the vendor or whoever's selling the property, but they're going to be making themselves very, very rich as well, because they're going to be getting in there doing some sweet deals. If you think back to the last time that the market was really stagnant and was troubled. There was a lot of people now that we listen to on podcasts or we hear about or we see now that built their property portfolios over that time. When everybody else had fear and doubt, they got stuck in and they built their property portfolios. And you think, oh, that was a golden time. I wish I'd done something in that time. Well, we're back in that now. So you need to recognize this. As a savvy property investor myself, who's been investing a few years now, I recognize that this is actually a golden opportunity for me to continue to build my own portfolio, to continue to speed up those results as well. Because over the last few years, since we came out of lockdown and COVID, the market has been absolutely booming. So actually getting deals has been more challenging because there's been a lot of people bidding on those deals, making realistically the properties too expensive to actually be a good investment property. But that's stopped right now. So don't be sat on the fence. Don't be fearful. Just understand that you need to know what you're doing. Okay. So by tapping into the videos like this or the podcast like this, you will know more than 90% of other investors out there. And of course, if you need more help and assistance, then do reach out to us or check out pinfurtherlearning.co.uk for our free tools and resources in property investing. We have books on the subject. We have webinars that we run all the time on the different ways you can creatively do deals. Check it all out. It's 100% free. And of course, it is there to help and support you on your property investing journey. So as interest rates, we hope, will continue to drop. I actually think there'll be a bit of a spike in the summer where they go up a little bit. We'll see what the government and the Bank of England choose to do as well going into it. But we've got to be looking at inflation. Inflation still isn't where the government need it to be. So we do need to keep an eye on that. And of course, different areas demand different circumstances as well. So you may be listening to this, you might be down south, you may be up north, you may be in the Midlands, you could be anywhere. At the moment, you need to be a savvy investor for the area that you've had because there will be great deals out there. When people say to me, I cannot get a deal to stack in my area, are you doing a specific strategy that just maybe isn't working in that area right here, right now? Now, that's nothing to say that it won't work in the future, but maybe the way things are right here, right now, it's just not working for you. So, of course, if properties do start to drop in price, this is where we want to make sure that we've got good rental demands, that we don't, as investors, have to sell our properties. You never want to be selling your properties in a falling market because you'll end up in negative equity. Negative equity is when your house price you bought here and then the house actually is worth this, you've got a difference then. So if you sell your property and let's just say for argument's sake, it's £10,000 less than what you bought it for, you are in negative equity. You may have to reach into your own pocket to pay your mortgage provider back. If you've got a mortgage, that £10,000, that is not a good place to be. So make sure that you can ride out these circumstances in anything that you're doing. Equally to that, I sold a house myself at the back end of 2022. Why? Because that was where I saw the sweet spot of the top of the market before it all started to go stagnant. It worked out for me there. So if you are thinking of selling properties, and there will be older landlords, investors that want to get out of the game, they're looking at the general election that's coming up later this year. They're thinking to themselves, more regulations, more legislations. It could be an absolute nightmare. I want to get out, but I want to get a decent price for my property. Again, there's some great creative strategies that we can use to help them. And of course, we've just got to make sure that we know what we're doing and that we're savvy investors. So all in all, while the general house price predictions of 2024 suggest a slight decline in the UK housing market, I still think that the market right now promises to be a profitable and prudent investment time for the savvy investor out there that knows what they're doing, okay? Investing, you have to make sure you weigh up the risks, the rewards based on your own financial situation. And of course, do make sure that you take the market into account. Don't go into anything blindly. But right here, right now is a great time to be getting out there and property investing. So do check out Pin Further Learning for any help and support that you may need. Also, reach out to the PIN team, the Property Investor Network team, if you need any help and support, as we are helping hundreds and thousands of people get out there, become savvy investors, build the property portfolios that can give them time freedom back, that can help them to retire, and we can do the same for you as well. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode, and I look forward to you joining me in the next episode very soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to the Property Investors Network podcast. Remember, investing in property is not just about numbers and profits, but also about building communities and creating a lasting impact. You can do this by checking out our website at pinfurtherlearning.co.uk. And of course, look to book onto your local Property Investors Networking event. We are here to help and support you every step of the way, and I look forward to you joining me very soon. Bye for now.